It's time for the Financial Cafe, airing every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on 88.7 WSIE The Sound. Today's show is underwritten by The Chef Shop, your hometown kitchen accessory store, where a good cup of coffee starts every day right. The views expressed on the Financial Cafe are those of the hosts and do not represent the views of Southern Illinois University Edwardsville, the SIU Board of Trustees, or WSIE Radio. Securities offered through Nickel Investors Corporation at No. 1 Executive Park, Granite City, Illinois, member FINRA and SIPC.
If I had $1 million.
And now, welcome to the Financial Cafe and our hosts, Larry Lexo and John Graney.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Larry. And we are in the Christmas season.
We have returned. It's nice you have your holiday hat on.
I do? Or is the glare off my head blinding you?
Yeah, I guess
it's Christmas lights.
Just the glare of the Christmas lights. All right.
All right. Well, we got that out of the way early, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Absolutely. Well, what is one of the most important things that you can do this time of year? Obviously, aside from the religious aspect of the season, the most important one.
Give to charity.
Give to charity. That's a big one.
And I actually have somewhere here in my paperwork as I'm going through some of these Christmas fun facts that we'll be going through today. Somewhere I have in your top 7 online charities that we can reference. But I'll find it when we get to that point. But today we are talking about, or did you actually have, were you going more with what you were talking about there other than donating?
Well, actually,
was there a purpose to that statement, Larry?
Donating falls into the charitable spirit, but probably most important thing we find that clients need to do prior to Christmas in preparation thereof.
Well, you didn't give all those caveats you asked me that question.
I know.
It was a blanket open-ended statement.
It was blanket open-ended, but nevertheless, you need to set a budget.
As I tell my wife, you need to effectively communicate because my crystal ball broke a long time ago.
And what does she respond?
You're supposed to know what I'm thinking.
Well, see, I could say that. Budget. You have to set a budget before the holidays.
I set a budget all the time. My problem is
following it.
My wife is much better at everything, but she is definitely much
ding,
better.
Ding, ding, ding. Got points here.
I'm trying to get a good gift this year. Much better at sticking to a said budget. I am more along the line of, oh, they would like that. Oh, that person would like that. And I'm scratching my head at the end of the season going, I got to pay for this.
Where'd that bill come from?
Exactly. Who did that?
True
story. When our first child was born, Declan, we went to the photographer. And I was the one when we got out of the car that said, game face on. Get your game face on. Well, then they had us sit in a room and they played some Disney music and they went through the whole collage of pictures. And by the time I was done, they said, ooh, you qualify for this free gift. And it was a pretty significant free gift. And my wife's response was, how much did we spend to get that free gift? So I did the walk of shame back out to the car after we were done. And my wife whispering loudly in my ear going, what happened to the game face? That is me, Larry.
What happened to the game face? Well, and it always is more fun. I think you and I are both giving people, and we like to give to the people around us, our families, our friends, certainly, coworkers. And it's
is
much,
that a hint you want to get from me this year?
Well, you caught it, so it's okay. It's a question of controlling what you spend. You know, someone may be happy with a useful smaller gift rather than going all out. It's about the budget. You have to make a list of the gifts you're going to be buying, or at least the people to whom you are buying gifts, and roughly how much you can afford to spend. Because it goes back to the old adage, if you don't have it, you shouldn't be spending it.
That is very true. And I agree. Some of my most favorite gifts were gifts that weren't very expensive, but they were thoughtful. I mean, one that popped in my head right away was someone for Christmas had bought me, one of my friends had bought me a letter opener That's a bull and bear on the top.
Awesome.
For the stock market. And I thought that was just a really cool, very inexpensive gift. And it was thoughtful because I actually thought about what I did for a living and so forth. And either that or they had someone had given it to them and they were regifting. I don't know.
There's always that possibility. They said, what the heck am I going to do with a bull, bull and a bear?
John will like this.
Yeah. Give it to John. He'll like it. Oh, what can I say?
But yes, getting in it, your budget, not the wet finger in the air. It should be written down, as you had mentioned many times, Larry, that, you know, a plan.
Many times.
If it's written, you know, you're much more likely to stick to it. One of the ones that I saw on the list that is very helpful with sticking to the budget, and I actually I've probably already blown the Christmas budget this year already, but keeping a running tab of everything that you're buying. And that can be scary because, we talked about this before, especially if you're using a credit card. There was a study done where some scientists hooked up these electrodes to the brain that measure where the receptors are for pain.
Activity.
And when you use cash, it registered quite significantly. When you used a debit card, there was still lighting in that area where pain is registered, but not quite as bright. And when you use a credit card, it was dark as North Korea at nighttime. Wasn't anything.
Yeah, it was a good analogy.
Caught you off guard with that one.
I got that one. North Korea at night. I guess it's dark. I don't really know, but I assume you're right. But credit cards are one of those things that... you know, you do have to pay for eventually.
Stop laughing at me, Larry.
I'm going to get him a bib next time.
Can't drink this coffee without wearing it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. After you set your budget and you decide that you are going to stay within it, it's a great idea to keep tabs because I know I embarrassingly have to admit that occasionally Diane and I start buying Christmas gifts mid-year, June, July, we're like, oh, that would be fun. You know, that up for Christy and we'll set it aside. And then all of a sudden.
You don't have four kids and two dogs. Obviously.
I don't have four kids and two dogs, just one. So we get the spoiler. And we've been very good at that. That's something I'm very good at. And we buy it and you get to Christmas and it's like, oh, when did we get that? Why did we get that? So keep tabs, you know, make a running total. Put a piece of paper on the refrigerator or
that
on the counter.
Like an Alzheimer's
or
issue
when
actually,
don't go. What'd you say? Oh, I forgot. I can't keep up with all this, John. But keep a running tab. Put it on the counter. Put it on the refrigerator, and just jot down $10, $20, whatever it happens to be. Keep an idea because guess what? Come January, when you get that credit card bill, well, you have to make the minimum payment because otherwise it's going to kill your credit score. And if the minimum payment is nowhere near what the total balance is, that is a problem.
I'm going to interject here with some Christmas fun facts. I will be doing that throughout the show to help the entertainment factor, hopefully. Did you know that there are 1.76 billion candy canes sold each year at Christmas time?
That's a lot of candy canes.
That's a lot of candy canes. And the average person travels 275 miles.
I can believe that, you know, when you
this
have...
This year we won't be traveling, but we have in the past gone to North Carolina to visit my brother. So I guess if you average all that and people flying and so forth, okay. Because when I first read it, I thought, man, that's a lot, but the average.
That's a trip from here to Chicago, almost. You know, that's about 300 miles, so I could see that, you know, visiting this side or that side of the family.
All right, well, here's one. I'm not sure. You know, last week we had our Dick Tracy Badge Award. I guess if this will go down as our Dick Tracy Badge Award for this week. But men procrastinate on their shopping. That's what this study found. Men procrastinate on. Really?
Really? Men procrastinate?
Huh. I did not know that.
I don't think that I fall into.
Don't ask my wife that question, but I didn't see that. I didn't see that coming.
The procrastination category. Because usually I have those things taken care of well in advance of the deadline. But,
well,
you're
just talking about you're buying all the stuff in the summer. I'm that guy. I'm the guy doing the online. Can I get it here in a couple days? I got to pay extra for shipping for that. Well, I waited till the night before Christmas. I guess I'll have to.
I guess you're average, John.
I fall into that category. So we have established that you need to have a budget.
You do.
You should write it down.
You should.
You should stick to it.
That's the most important thing.
And one way to help you stick to it is to keep a running tab.
No doubt about it. And don't use savings for purchasing gifts for Christmas. Savings is there for the unexpected, not the expected event that happens. Everybody needs to have a little savings set aside just in case, you know, the old hole in a roof, flat tire, you know, new brakes on the car, whatever it happens to be. So using savings is probably not a good idea. Now, a good idea for those who need a little help in terms of preparing for Christmas is the old Christmas card club. So you could start putting, you know, $5, $10 a week away, you know, in January. And by the time Christmas comes around, you've got a few $100 you can start to use for Christmas. And if you do take it in cash, although I don't see a lot of people using cash anymore, but if you do take it out in cash, when it's gone, it's gone. You know, it is impossible to overspend cash. Think about that one, John.
I like that one. That's a keeper. There's another Dick Tracy Badge Award for the day. You got a bonus, people. All right, so yes, I agree with that. You mentioned paying off the credit cards as quickly as possible.
Yeah, extending it out on a 0% interest for a year is not paying off the credit cards.
Okay. on our top 10 list here, number 5, I think that may be a little bit too late, but it says check your overdraft details.
Absolutely.
If you have overdraft, you spend too much.
Well, you spend too much if you have overdrafts, and one of the things that is not commonly known, but banks make, and savings and loans and credit unions, make a ton of money on fees. Fees for overdraft can be significant. Fees for return checks can be significant. Fees for, you know, a number of checks in some cases that you write or whatnot. So, you know, make sure that you know what your fees are, what you're paying them for, and try to avoid them if at all possible.
Fees to get my money out of an ATM that doesn't belong to my bank. That one really gets me.
That one, yeah, that one's a good one. And how much are those fees? You know, sometimes
depends. You
don't even know.
Okay. Christmas fun fact.
Fun fact.
26.3 million trees are purchased in 2014. Real trees.
Wow.
UPS estimates it'll ship 630 million packages this season.
How do they keep track of all those?
Software.
Oh.
Computers. And more than 50%, and I agree, I like this one. I guess I'm just a pretty average dude. More than 50% of people actually want a gift card.
50% or more want a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
So if you're thinking, you know, last resort, I'll get him a gift card, you got a 50-50 shot. That's what we really want it anyway. And I can see that. You want to, you know, grandma or whatever buys you that sweater and you're kind of scratching your head going.
A reindeer, yeah. Walking home from our house. Oh, okay.
Where was I now? I just lost it.
Alzheimer's.
I see you with your choir singing away.
Alzheimer's, John.
So there's, you know, grandma buys you that sweater and you're like, oh, the only time I'm going to wear it is when I'm around grandma. But if you get them a gift card, then they can get a sweater that they really want to wear all the time.
My problem with gift cards, John.
It's not personal enough for you.
Is well, it's not personal. I mean, it's kind of like, okay, they didn't want to spend the time to pick something out personal, which is true. But anyway,
wow.
Gift cards I have, so you better take it back. No. Gift cards are sometimes hard to keep track of. There have been occasion that, you know, someone will very kindly give us a gift card because they don't know what to buy us or whatever. And we have a special place that we kind of keep them now. And you kind of go, and I'll scratch my head and go, you know, did we use that gift card from, restaurant, for example? And Diane's like, I don't know if we did or not. Let's go check. And we look and it's not there. And, you know, so keeping track of them is an issue, or using them. The other one thing that that I find often with those types of cards, whether it's from some of the different clubs or whatnot, that you have to use them within so many days to get the full value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now with gift cards, it's illegal for them to decrease the value on you, and they expire, so to speak. They can't do that anymore, which they did in the beginning. But some of the cards, you know, it's worth $30 if you use it in the next 30 days, but after that it's worth $15. And, you know, in 31 days you look at it and go, darn it, missed another one.
I can see that, but I, you know, if I get a gift card, I tend to use it and
Use it or lose it.
There we go. So number six is kind of another Dick Tracy bad. Shop around and look for deals. I think I can't imagine anyone going out and saying, I want to pay full price.
If they are, then they must have a lot of money, because I don't know of anyone to do that either.
Yeah, I mean, yep, I want to. Can I pay more for that?
Well,
I don't see that happening.
It's so amazing to me with the internet access we have today now, both for research as well as for buying things and finding where they are, you know, the most competitive. You can get, you know, a $2,000 TV for $1,000. You can get, you know, a sound bar for your TV. You know, normally it's $500 for $200 and some odd.
Yeah.
So paying retail is really unnecessary and silly and wasteful, in terms of my opinion on that. So you have to do your research, and I know it's a little tough for some of the elderly folks, but that's why kids and grandkids come in handy. And
exactly.
You know, grandma can say, oh, I'm looking for XYZ, and all of a sudden you can get it and spend half or less money than you
expected. That's what my mom does with my son. He does a lot of the research and stuff for her. She's done it with me. She's seen some stuff in my house, asked where I bought it. I say online, and she says, can you go do it for me? But to that note, Christmas fun fact, Mr. Larry.
Yes, sir.
What do you think was the top visited online retailer on Black Friday?
On Black Friday, I know I had some interest actually in looking around on Black Friday at electronics. So I would say Best Buy.
Nope. Ooh. Best Buy was number three. Very
okay.
close.
All right.
Number one was Amazon.
Amazon, yes, indeed.
7.7 million visitors. It's more than double Walmart, which came in at number two, which surprised me. I thought Walmart right away. Walmart was 3.5, so more than double
wow.
on Amazon. And again, that gets back to the deals, the Amazon deals, Amazon Prime deals, free shipping. Almost everything now has free shipping, so it's really nice to just sit at your kitchen table and do your shopping, and then it comes to you.
Now, the issue I have with the free shipping is great, and we both have an advantage that we can ship things to our office, and normally somebody's there to receive it, but they were doing some news stories recently about all of the stuff being shipped from Amazon as well as other retailers online and being dropped off by UPS or FedEx or whoever on the porch. And if you both work or you're away from home, it sits on the porch all day, and a lot of those boxes are disappearing.
True. I've heard that as well, and we are lucky that, you know, we can always have it shipped to the office where someone's there. But for a lot of people, there's someone there, or you can have it shipped to someone else that you know is going to be home, that, you know, that doesn't go out much.
So you have to think about these things. And of course, if you're shipping something that's coming in of value, it would be behoove you to take into account shipping it to someone who is going to be home, or certainly to a location that you know someone is going to be at. Because once you pay for it, if somebody steals it, I'm afraid you're just out of luck.
Hold on to your receipts. Oh, man, I am so guilty of this. My wife, she'll buy something, I'll bring it, it'll be the wrong thing. You think I've learned by now?
You'd think.
But I don't. And she'll say, do you have the receipt? And I'll be like, no, it's in the trash can outside the store. So hold on to your receipt, folks, because that's how you, if something didn't work out or something broke, you can get full refund. A lot of times if you don't have the receipt, all you get is an in-store credit, which may or not be acceptable, but it's good to hold on to receipts.
Well, receipts for a lot of reasons, John, because not only the fact you can return them, and of course at Christmas time as well as birthdays and others, you know, a gift receipt is nice for the individual. If you think that it, you know, maybe the wrong size, wrong color, wrong whatever, then they can take care of getting something else. But the other reason is, depending on the item and depending on how you paid for it, if you go back to the credit cards that we talked about, if you are putting on credit card versus cash, there are a number of card companies that will double the warranty. So, I mean, if you're talking especially about a larger item like a TV or electronic piece, and it's got a one-year warranty and you use any particular credit card, I can think of several I have that do that. I won't mention who they are, but, you know, call your credit card company, check it out. And all of a sudden, now you have a two-year warranty for no cost just by putting it on a credit card. So that's a good reason to keep it. And the other thing is, from a receipt standpoint, if you have an extended warranty or if you have even a year's warranty, that's a nice warranty to have on something. You generally, to take advantage of it, have to have the receipt to qualify under the warranty as a proof of when you bought it and that it is within the 12-month period, if that's the case, that you've owned it so you can get it repaired or replaced. So receipts are good. And an easy way to do that is just get one of these file boxes that's lettered A through Z, and you can do it by a name of the Walmart and put it in W or whatever. So you can do it by the category of retailer that you bought it from, and it's always there if you need it.
Interesting. Holiday fun fact here. Have you ever bought anything with your phone? Have you used your phone to make a purchase of something?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Actually.
Smartphones and tablets drove a record $259 million in on sales on Black Friday last year.
The issue I have used a phone. I have used a tablet. The issue I have with the tablet, and it's probably just a personal issue, is because it's touchscreen, it's difficult to not make a mistake. For example, when you're getting all of the information in there, you're putting your credit card in and so forth, and then, you know, it wants you to submit, and you hit submit, and then it doesn't look like it's going, and then you hit submit again.
And you got two of them in the mail.
And you got two of them in the mail.
So is that a tablet issue, or is that a user
that's
error?
That's a user error issue.
Oh, okay.
That's a user error issue, I admit. But so I prefer using actual computer and a mouse, because then it's, to me, it's just simpler. But I understand, you know, everything today is done by tablet and phone.
I do not have a tablet, and I don't think I've ever used my phone to make a purchase.
You're behind times, John.
I know. I do enough damage the other way.
Well, that's true.
So, a couple charities to keep in mind that are top sources that offer Christmas help for low-income people. Make-A-Wish Foundation is one.
Awesome.
Another one in this list is the Salvation Army.
Worthy.
And Angel Tree.
Yeah.
There's another one on here. Toys for Tots. Just kind of glancing through this article here. DonationForCharity.org and Toy Box. So there's a couple of charities if you are so inclined.
Well, keeping in mind those who are less fortunate than we are, and there are many of them out there in all kinds of situations, some not of their own making, certainly, is to keep them in mind and give a little bit to them, as well as to the friends and family and others that you want to keep in your heart at Christmas time.
Did you read my notes for today's? Because that's a great segue into one of these Christmas fun facts that I have here.
Imagine that.
U.S. retail sales were surpassed GDP of 181 countries.
Wow.
So GDP is gross domestic product.
Yeah.
So our U.S. retail sales will surpass the gross, everything that the 181 different countries is producing. Think about that. And we're wondering how fortunate or less fortunate we are. We are a very fortunate country, and every little bit helps those who are less fortunate. But that's insane. I mean, there's only 360 countries in the whole world anyway, right?
So two-thirds of them, we exceed the gross domestic product.
In our retail sales.
In our retail sales. Yeah, that's a statistic that's a little embarrassing, quite frankly. But since, you know, the U.S. has, what, some 300 million people, that's a lot of money spent in retail sales.
94% of Americans celebrate Christmas. You know that?
I did not know that, but that sounds reasonable. I don't know how you grew up, John, but I grew up, you know, my family always celebrate anything, but celebrate Christmas, you know, birthdays, holidays, whatever it happens to be. It's don't need an excuse to celebrate, but if you can, you know, to enjoy what's going on. And of course, as you mentioned, with church, we've been practicing multiple times a week for the last 3 or 4 weeks, coming up on our Christmas concert and our Christmas mass and so forth. So, you know, celebrate the season for the right reasons, help those who you can, and be sensitive to those who are not as fortunate.
Interesting. I'm just going through these fun facts, just trying to keep this show fun and entertaining.
Well, while you're looking for the next one, let's talk about, speaking of fun and entertaining, the Chef Shop.
There we go.
Nancy and Scott have been wonderful supporting us this year and will continue into next year. The Chef Shop is located at 2320 Troy Road, Edwardsville, Illinois, in the Schnucks Plaza right next to Target. You know right where it's at, John.
I know where it's at. I'm there quite often.
Been there many, 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 many times.
My daughter, as we have mentioned before, loves to bake and cook, and we got her stocked up on some stuff from there. And I always go in there for the coffees, the, I hate to say it, but the fudge.
No, you don't.
I know, but I hate that. Other people hear it. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. I don't hate to say it, but the fact that other people are going to hear it, that I have partaken in their fudge.
Yes, indeed. Have we not all? Their phone number is 618-659-9840. And you know that a good cup of coffee starts every day outright. And, of course, the coffee that we're using today is the Christmas cookie. Imagine that. Christmas cookie. It is a special recipe of cinnamon, nuts and vanilla blended together with just the right amount of cream. It's available both in regular and decaf. And I like this one. I actually like it a little better than the Holiday Magic, although I've been drinking both all week. So I don't play favorites, John. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you know where I stand on it.
I do.
It's got a little bit of hazelnut in there, and I'm sorry, folks, I'm just not a hazelnut person. If you haven't listened to the show, then that's new to you, but if you've listened to the show, you probably know that I'm just not a hazelnut fan. I'm sure if you are a hazelnut fan, I'm sure the coffee will be delicious for you.
It is a good coffee, and this time of year it kind of fits, you know, Christmas cookie coffee. It is available all year round, by the way, so you can enjoy it multiple times. But stop by the Chef Shop. They're starting out their 12 days of Christmas. They have lots of sales, lots of opportunities. And as always, I did not mention this on the last show, John. Shame on me. But if you go in there and say that you heard about the Chef Shop on the Financial Shame Cafe at WSIE 88.7 The Sound, then there is a free gift waiting for you. It is Christmas, so we bought some free gifts that they will be giving away on our behalf if you just go in and tell them that you heard us mention the Chef Shop on the show. So don't hesitate. Get in there and get your free gift.
If we bought them and how they're free.
Well, they're free for somebody.
For somebody. Know,
besides
okay.
us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Larry. Besides us. What kind of Christmas does Elvis Presley sing about?
Blue.
Very. You're wise beyond your years.
I hope so.
What Christmas movie has been played more than any other?
Home Alone.
It's on the list. Is it? Just looking at it, but there's It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life.
And that's probably just, you know, watch ask that every question year. 20 years from now, and it's probably going to be Christmas Story or Home Alone or Christmas Vacation, which is my favorite.
One of the others, certainly.
So how much time we have left, sir?
We have about a minute and a half.
That's it. I got this whole stack of...
Start reading.
Start Christmas. Let's see. 77% of people took advantage of a Christmas deal for themselves. Did you buy yourself anything this year?
Good justification. As a matter of fact, I did.
So you're saying you bought yourself something, is that it?
Yes, I did say that. And
check the garage.
Just in case.
What'd you buy yourself?
I'm telling.
Okay. Which state do you think produces the most Christmas trees?
Which state? Washington.
Close. Just a little further south.
Idaho?
That would be east. Oregon.
Yay.
The GPS isn't working over there for you.
I know.
Okay.
Need some more coffee.
Toy and game stores increase their staffs by 38% during the holidays.
That's probably why employment is up.
You mean they fudge those statistics? Yeah. The government fudges statistics?
Uh-huh.
Okay. How many And I'll make it within 10 million. How many chocolate Santas are made annually?
200 million.
Yeah. 150.
Oh, there you go.
150 million.
I didn't place my order yet. Yeah. Okay, last one. I'm buttoning
last
up here.
One.
Fun factoid.
46% of holiday shopping, and I am part of this, will happen online.
Wow.
Think about that. We're getting close to where more than half, and this is from 2014, 2015. I was looking forward to 2015,
wow.
So this was written back then. But think, I imagine now it's probably more than half people are buying Christmas stuff online, and that would be me, folks.
Well, it sounds like a wrap to me, John. Thanks to WSIE, Steve Jankowski, to Daryl McQueen, and all for having us in to talk about some financial items, a little coffee, some fun
loosely
facts.
Loosely held on this show.
fun facts for Christmas. Check out our website at financialcafe.us. You will find podcasts of all of the shows out there. If you want a little financial education on a specific item, just go out and pick out that item, download it, and you can have it for your very own forever and ever. As we add new additional shows, you'll be able to find those there also. So, Financial Cafe wrapping up, heading towards Christmas, final round, John. So,
all right.
Just about there.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've been listening to The Financial Cafe, airing every Saturday at 9 a.m. on 88.7 WSIE The Sound. Today's show is underwritten by The Chef Shop in Edwardsville, your hometown kitchen accessory store, where a good cup of coffee starts every day right. Listeners are invited to send your questions regarding retirement, investments, or any other financial topic that may pique your interest. Send the questions to John at jgraney@nickelfinancial.com or to Larry at lexo@nickelfinancial.com. John and Larry will discuss those questions each week during their Q&A session. If you prefer, they will respond to you in private.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
I'd be rich.
Thanks for listening to The Financial Cafe on 88.7 WSIE The Sound.